Who is your favorite female superhero? While the number of them has grown over the years, there is only one that rises to the top for me. Wonder Woman. As a kid, I loved Wonder Woman. We watched the TV show, I had the underoos, I've seen the movies. I mean, come on. The lasso of truth? It's one of the best superhero weapons of all time. The truth always sets us free. Superheroes fight epic battles. While my Bitmoji avatar image of myself may be dressed like Wonder Woman, I have never faced one of those epic battles. My daily battles consist of getting my girls to do their homework and fighting against the constant uprising of dog hair and dust that tries to overtake my home. Still, ladies, we are everyday heroes as we daily fight the spiritual battle on our knees for our marriages, our children, and our homes. We may look ordinary, but we are warriors, and God wants to use us for His great purpose right in the middle of our mundane. As we look this month at women in Scripture we can learn from, I immediately thought about Deborah, a Wonder Woman in her own right. She is referred to as God's chosen warrior. How cool is that title? She is one of the most respected and well-known women of the Bible. We read her story in Judges 4 and 5. She was a judge, a poet, prophet, singer, songwriter, wife, as well as warrior. Talk about spinning plates, but she did it all with her confidence and strength coming from God alone. The glimpse we get into Deborah's story is action-packed, and she displays strength, courage, and sets the stage for an ordinary hero to do the same. God had given a specific battle plan to Deborah for the army of Israel to rise up against the Canaanites who had oppressed the children of Israel. She calls on Barak, an Israelite warrior, to carry out the battle plan. Judges 4, 8, and 9. Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Certainly, I will go with you," said Deborah. "But because of the course you're taking, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. Honestly, if I was Barak, I would want Deborah with me too. Together with 10,000 men, they follow God's instructions to fight Sisera, the enemy general, and his highly advanced army. You must go read Judges chapter 4 to get all the details. I wish I could see this battle play out on the big screen. The Lord delivered the enemy army into the hands of Israel. Not a man was left, but the enemy general, Sisera, fled away on foot to the tent of Jael. Jael was the wife of a man named Heber. Sisera trusted Jael to hide him and keep him safe. Well, that's not quite how it plays out. Judges 4, 21 through 23. But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. Just then, Barak came by in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you're looking for." So he went in with her, and there lay Sisera with a tent peg through his temple, dead. On that day, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan, before the Israelites. So that happened. As Deborah had prophesied to Barak before the battle, the honor of killing the enemy general went to a woman, a wife, who using simple household tools of a tent peg and hammer, courageously took out the enemy leader. Deborah, a warrior, prophet, and judge, had a mission from the Lord, and she wasn't afraid to carry it out. Jael, a wife who was in the right place at the right time, wasn't afraid to not only encounter this evil general, but she had the courage to complete the mission, putting a just end to his evil ways once and for all. Heroes of the faith are simply those who obediently follow the Lord. Sometimes they are warriors and sometimes they are ordinary housewives. What sets them both apart is courageously following through with what God has called them to do. That's the truth. We have our mission, ladies. Let's get our armor on and, like Deborah and Jael, step up to the battle before us. I'm Lori Klein.